Now, the late evening accident flooded the area's trauma center hospitals. The centers reported today that they haven't had to deal with a calamity of this magnitude for years, though training exercises helped them prepare for the surge of patients, as WHYY's Todd Bookman reports.
At least seven area hospitals treated victims overnight. Temple University Hospital handled the brunt of the injuries, 54 patients, including 25 admitted for further care. Temple Chief Medical Officer Herbert Cushing says shortly after hearing word of the crash, he issued the equivalent of an all-hands-on-deck call to staff.
People from key departments who were at home came in to help out, including nurses, doctors, laboratory workers, cafeteria workers, security folks, everyone that works in a hospital and makes it work, responded and came to the hospital.
Cushing says Temple mobilized more than 40 doctors.
All of the trauma patients got a resident doctor as soon as they walked in the door that was assigned to them, who stayed with them until it was disposition of the patient, whether that patient went to the operating room, whether they went upstairs to the intensive care unit or the hospital floor or over to CAT scan. So that's how we sort of made sure that there was someone on every patient.
According to Cushing, there were lots of broken arms, legs, and ribs, but there were also more serious cases.
We did have one person who died of a massive chest injury. He came in alive and was resuscitated a couple of times after his heart stopped, but the third time his heart stopped, he was unable to be resuscitated. And he passed away at 12:25 this morning.
At Einstein Medical Facility, Dr. Mark Kaplan says the timing of the incident meant they had more than enough staff to treat the nearly two dozen patients they saw.
As a matter of fact, it was happening at the end of a shift, and people that were at the end of their shift stayed. People that were coming in for their shift at 11 o'clock came in early. So we had a lot of physicians and a lot of nurses.
Kaplan says hospitals were in regular contact with each other overnight, but the sheer volume of injuries made clear communication with first responders a challenge. He credits regular disaster training drills for the relatively smooth medical response across the city. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.